Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great week, and thank you for joining us in it for just a few minutes. Okay, so I used to be a ropes course facilitator. Actually, one of the ways I made money going through college, because I was a crazy hippie. I got married in college, had two kids while we were in college. So any way we could make money, we did. And one of the things I loved to do was I ran challenge courses. I ran like high ropes courses, and I would take groups through. And one thing that always struck me is that when we get scared, when we have anxiety, we often make decisions that are actually more dangerous. They can actually be more harmful. Like, our fear doesn't usually point us in healthy directions. We used to do trust falls. And man, if you've ever done trust falls, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, you fall back and your partner catches you. And every once in a while, you get that terrible partner that doesn't catch you and life is miserable. But we would do high trust falls. We had a platform in the woods and you'd have a whole team catch somebody. And when I would teach these to people, I noticed that the people that were the most anxious, what we would do, your body naturally, as you fall backwards off this platform, which is not a natural thing to do, you would naturally try to sit up as you fall. And that goes from the whole team catching your weight, because if you fall straight, everybody catches you. But if you start to sit up, it's just your butt. You turn your body into a V, and now your butt is what's hitting the group. And so like two people catch you instead of the whole group. And that's where injuries happen. So there's this whole idea of, your anxiety will prompt you to do this, but it's the worst thing you could do. All right, that's what we're talking about on the show today. Our anxiety about market volatility, which is totally understandable, right? A lot of folks, especially if you're nearing retirement, you want to avoid risk. And yet that fear of the market dropping leads us sometimes into solutions, products that can hurt us, that really aren't doing what we actually want. And so we're going to dig into that on the show. If you have any questions about that as you listen to the show, please jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you directly. Again, mylifeismore.com. And enjoy the show. A lot of popular products that have come out in the last few years have come out with a marketing plan that says this can help you avoid risk, and they can damage your portfolio dramatically. So I want to talk about this for a second. Now, I addressed this a few weeks ago, and I talked about this, but I got actually two or three questions about it afterwards where people said, I don't quite understand this. And then I had a client come in with a similar scenario. So I want to just hit this a little more, because this is, you might not even realize this is what's going on, but it's core to success in how you invest long term, and also in how you reach the dreams you have for the future. Because in our world, we live in a market-driven retirement world now. You're not walking into retirement with the pension that your grandfather had. Most of you, some of you listening, go, man, I am the few lucky people who still have a really solid long-term pension. Most folks don't. So our retirements are market-driven. So understanding a little bit about the basics of market investing is critical. And man, it's amazing to me. Some of the products that have come out that have been wildly popular since 2008, since the market tanked in 2008, have labeled themselves as what's called, quote, volatility control products, all right? Volatility control. And if you don't know what that means, we'll dig a little deeper just so you understand it. But they fly in the face of healthy investing, but all in the name of keeping you safe. And keeping you safe could be cutting you 1,000 times with a pocket knife till you bleed out. I mean, that's the unfortunate reality of how these things work. So I want to dig into this. The client that came into my office, he was, we'll call him Jim. Jim was concerned about a decision he had to make. He was trying to figure out, should he take money he had and pay off his house, or should he take that money and invest it somewhere? And if so, he really wasn't thrilled about the idea of taking a lot of risk. So if he invested it, he wanted to know some options on how can I invest it without taking too much risk. Now, there is a long and healthy and important discussion, excuse me, that we could have about the philosophy of, do you pay off your house or not? We've talked about that on the show before. You can listen, go to mylifeismore.com, check out our podcast. We have whole segments sitting about, should I pay off my house versus invest, right? It's a great and important discussion. And by the way, the answer is not clear cut there. Again, mylifeismore.com. Check that out. But that was his question. As we started talking about different options, he said, well, I've been to another few advisors. Here's some of the options they showed me. And he pulled up two different options he had received from other advisors. The first was an annuity. And hey, if you're wondering about annuities, we're going to be talking about that in just a few minutes. So stay excited. I won't give that too much of that away, but it's going to be good because this is a critical discussion. The other, though, was something called a volatility control index. Okay. Now, if you've never heard of this, here's how these things work. Basically, you put your money and it's invested like say the S&P 500 is one of the most popular ones of these. So it's invested like the S&P 500. Okay. So you're exposed to what's going on in the S&P 500 and you're getting growth. And so the thing that's attractive here is my money's in the market. It's growing. But if the market starts to drop, this thing is based on an algorithm. So as the market drops, it automatically triggers this product to start selling your investments to protect you, okay? So if it drops over a certain threshold, it starts funneling money out of the S&P 500 type investments into quote unquote safe, you know, short-term bond cash type stuff. So it starts funneling your money out, all right? And then if the market picks up again, if it crosses a certain threshold going up again, hey, we're going to funnel money back from those investments back into the more aggressive S&P type stuff. Does this sound good to you? Honestly, you know I don't like it because I've already said that. Does it sound good? Yeah, it does sound good. This thing sells, okay? It's a very sexy sounding investment. Why is that? Because it does all the work. Look, all I have to do is put my money in and then I get the best growth possibility because it's sitting and growing in, you know, diversified stock. And then if the market starts to drop, I don't have to worry. It's pulling me out automatically and it's throwing me in safe stuff. And that's going to be a huge win. And so you can imagine since 2008, when people lost so much in the market, this has become wildly popular. And this particular style of investment has sold, you know, billions and billions and billions of dollars been put into this. Now, what is the danger here? Why am I saying this is not a good idea? Because it flies in the face of actual growth. And here is why. The hardest thing about investing, okay, I talk about this with every single client I sit down with, and I shared it with this client who was sitting across from me. I said the very hardest thing about investing is that as the market drops, we're supposed to be doing what? Buying, right? Because it's on sale. So you've heard a million times, buy low, sell high, buy low, sell high. That is kind of the core classic investing axiom, right? We buy low and we sell high. And so that means that practically speaking, as the market's dropping and everyone in the world around you is sprinting in the other direction from it, right? Because the moment the market starts to drop, people pull out, they run in the other direction. You should be in there buying. And the flip is true. When the market is really, really high and everyone in the world's jumping in because they want part of that really high, exciting stuff, it's growing, I want to be part of the growth, you should be selling because it's high at that point. You're getting a great value for that sale. But that's the hardest thing in the world to do. And I tell people regularly, look, what's going to happen if you work with me is the market's going to be dropping. Whether you work with me or not, what's going to happen is the market's going to be dropping. And if I'm managing your money, you're going to call me and say, hey, how are you protecting my money now? What are you doing to make sure that I'm going to be okay as we see this market drop? And I'm going to respond to something that's going to drive you crazy. I'm going to say, hey, actually, I'm buying more of that thing that's dropping right now. Okay, because I can get it cheap. And then when it rebounds, it's going to be worth so much more because we bought a bunch of it while it was cheap. And then the flip side is also true. When that market is shooting up, last year, 2017, the market is taking off. What are we doing? You're calling and saying, hey, how are you getting more of all this good stuff that's growing? And I'm going to say, well, actually, we're selling some of that every quarter because we want to make sure your risk stays correct. And it's a great deal to sell it right now, right? It's a great deal. It's going to drive you crazy, but that is the well-known but never used secret of investing, okay? Hardly anyone does it. But it's the way that you do it. And just look at the last few years, the case study in this. 2008, the market was dropping. It was miserable. But if you had bought while it was dropping, right, if you consistently kept buying, I referenced that article a few months ago by one of my favorite folks at the Wall Street Journal, Jason Zweig, who said literally as it was dropping, he kept buying and it was painful. It was like he was sick to his stomach. It was nasty, but he kept on buying. And then what happened? 9 years of a bull market, second longest running bull market in history. If you had kept buying, you would have seen tremendous, massive growth because you followed that principle. All right, so where does all this come back to the guy sitting across from me talking about a volatility control index, okay, or finding a way to, quote unquote, keep your money safe. The volatility control products are doing the opposite of what truly grows your money over time. Because all they're doing is saying the moment that the market begins to drop, we're going to start selling. And the more that it drops, the more that will sell, which equates to what? The exact opposite of how you want to invest. The more it drops, the more it sells means the cheaper it gets, the more you keep selling. You're selling everything you own at a massive loss at that point. And then flip it around. The more it goes up, the more we're going to buy. Well, that's stupid, because the more it goes up, the more expensive it is. So these things that say, hey, we're going to keep you safe, we're going to give you security, in reality are crippling your growth long term. So what do you do instead? Instead of that, you pick a risk you can stick with, right? And let's say that risk is 50% of your money in the market, because you're close to retirement, and it's 50% and fixed stuff like short-term bonds and cash. But as the market drops, guess what we're doing? We're taking some of the bonds and cash and we're buying that thing that's dropping. So we're going to buy it as it's low. And as the market goes up, what are we doing? We're selling the thing that's growing because it's high and we can get the best price for it. And we're buying more of the fixed stuff. Friends, that is how you win in the market. You don't win by some sexy sounding algorithm that's going to sell as you lose money and buy as it's more expensive. That's foolishness. And yet it's hawked constantly because it sounds sexy and wonderful and it could truly, truly mess with your retirement. So please don't pursue a lack of risk by going against the basic foundational principles of healthy investing. If you don't know how to do that, if you go, I want to have safety, I want to quote unquote feel secure, but I'm not sure how to do it, so I'm relying on one of these products that's actually doing the opposite of what will help you long term, please take a minute, jump on my website, it's mylifeismore.com. You can set up a free consultation with me, Chris Burns, and I would love to walk you through what it would look like for you to have the right level of safety in your investments, but also truly capture growth. I did it with this client. I helped show him, look, you don't want something that's going in the face of healthy investing. We want to capture growth. We want to buy when things are on sale. We want to sell them when they have a great value. And we want to do the opposite of what most folks are doing so that we win. If you want that, again, mylifeismore.com. I'd love to sit down with you.